Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another micro edition of Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian, and co-host as usual, Tyler Canabley on Twitter at
No, I changed my Twitter name.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh,
I just
made it something easier.
It's something easier now.
But I've gotten so good at singing the K-N-A-E-B-L-E.
Well, now it's, you can still look that up. I'm pretty sure you'll still find me. It's PPR Tyler now.
Just PPR Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't believe that name was still there.
PPR Tyler.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
points
yeah.
per.
It's really committed to my fantasy football.
Points per rash.
My career in fantasy football.
Very itchy, a lot of eczema. That's, I like that. Points per rash. Let's run with that. Today we're going to break down James Conner.
He just won't go away.
The player won't go away.
He just won't go away. When he went to the Cardinals, he's done after this year. We're not going to talk about him anymore.
Right.
And he's not only are we still talking about him, he's still producing.
Still producing.
He was the RB19 last season. He was the RB10 in average points per game. And he's going off the board as RB27. The exact same story that it was last season.
Nobody wants him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a highlight guy.
He's
just a grinder, right?
Yeah. He's the definition of a grinder.
He is. And so, you know, you don't get these explosive plays. You don't get red zone alerts. He's just a guy in a bad offense. And yet, at the end of the day, he gets it done.
He does. I mean, after Kyler got hurt last season, he just did what he did the season before. It was 114 against New England. These are all good, running defenses for the most part.
After Kyler got hurt. So this is the final, whatever, 6-7 games of the season.
Against New England, 114 yards and a touchdown. Against Denver, 102 yards and a touchdown. Against Tampa Bay, 120 yards and a touchdown. And then against Atlanta, 128 yards. No touchdown. But he was the RB4 in that span.
Wow. All right. James Conner.
This guy.
Quietly powering teams. Him and Jerick McKinnon powering teams through the fantasy playoffs.
Another stat I like, too. He hasn't caught less than 34 passes since his rookie season where he had zero and he had two games played.
Yeah, we don't think of him as a PPR helper, but he is.
But he is. And who's going to take touches away from Conner? You thought maybe, Cardinals are going to draft a running back maybe round three, round four. They're definitely a candidate to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, here's the depth chart. Keontae Ingram.
No threat.
Corey Clement.
No threat.
And Tyson Williams, who got cut when he was the RB1 that J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards ACL season.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes. Yeah, what a time.
So that guy's not going to be a factor. All right, so it's James Conner's job. We know they're going to use him prodigiously. In Arizona, it's a bad team. They're going to be losing a lot of games. So we'll have to be worried a little bit about it's halftime and they're down by 17. So are the Cardinals going to be running a lot in the second half of games? But at the end of the day, we care a lot about opportunity. And James Conner's going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah, and they might not, even if they're down 20 at halftime, he might still be on the field just catching more passes anyway. If he's on the field, like, I mean, it's first down, they're going to throw. Oh, we'll swing pass it to James Conner for 3 yards.
Yeah. In such a deep running back draft, I really thought the Cardinals would put a fourth rounder, fifth rounder. Now, they had need everywhere, so I get it. But I would have thought they'd have put a mid-rounder on the running back position and got themselves a little more help. Instead, they didn't go that way. I love the fact that they did put a first-rounder into the offensive line, finally addressing offensive line. Mm-hmm. They have a whole new coaching staff, including a new offensive coordinator, Drew Petzig, who has some time here in Minnesota, but also with Cleveland. And what those two offenses had in common, especially when he was in Minnesota and when he was in Cleveland, powerful lead backs, Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook in those offenses.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a great thing like to see that he spent, I mean, I think his most recent job was a quarterback's coach in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you kind of get the sense that hopefully he learned something from, Stefanski, yeah.
Yep.
And hopefully he can kind of bring that scheme over to Arizona. I mean, it's a new coaching staff than we've seen. I mean, obviously, James Conner was with Kingsbury for a while, so we'll see how this new mm-hmm. offense will look. But it's, like I said, who are you going to take the
right, there's nobody else. If this was a deeper depth chart in Arizona,
yes,
I'd be more worried about James Conner, but I'm not. Yeah. Keontae Ingram and Corey Clement and Tyson Williams, not factors. Not worried about those
and
guys.
And it's not like you're even drafting him anywhere close to his ceiling. He's going as an RB3 right now, RB27. Like, that's an RB3.
This guy's a Guillotine League goldmine.
Oh,
by the way, Guillotine League's open at guillotineleagues.com. It's official right now. This is exactly the kind of guy that you want, because James Conner just gives you a safe floor every week. And, of course, in the Guillotine League, all we're trying to do is not finish last. Yeah. So you want – that's such a great spot for James Conner, and especially if in Guillotine Leagues he continues going at his average draft position of RB27. That's a gift in that format in particular. Let's talk about Kyler Murray, because Murray obviously siphons off a lot of running, but he's also a better passer. This team's going to start Colt McCoy in all probability for some part of the season. What do you think the Kyler Murray factor is, and how does it affect James Conner?
Well, when he's there, I like, at least for this season especially, how much is he going to run? Like, is he really going to trust that knee again?
Right.
Kind of coming out of, like, I mean, I don't know when we're going to see him. I'd say maybe like midway through the season. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody on Twitter though was like, Joe Burrow tore his ACL, started the next season, like week one. RG3 the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, I think
RG3 shouldn't have, but
yeah, he definitely shouldn't. I think he said that too. Like, yeah. He tweeted that out. But I mean, I don't know. But I feel like they're not going to run as much. Like, I think, I mean, especially when Joe Burrow came back from that season later.
Yeah,
he wasn't running
run
as much.
All,
and then
right?
Last year, he looks like, I don't know, he looks like Danny Dimes. He can move a little bit.
So Murray, when Murray comes back, he doesn't run much because he's off a fresh ACL. And here's the thing about Murray that I think is widely misunderstood by the fantasy community at large. Dude's never been a goal line runner. They don't run him inside the five. And that's just not his bit. He's not Jalen Hurts. He's not Josh Allen. They don't use him that way. His rushing touchdowns come from distance, except for a handful of games like James Conner hasn't been there. And then out of necessity, they've run him a couple of times. But Kyler Murray he could be sitting on like a 2 rushing touchdown season. I don't think Murray takes really anything away from James Conner.
You're totally right. I've had Kyler Murray on a dynasty team the past couple of years. So when I'm watching red zone and it's at the 1 yard line and Kyler Murray's under center, I'm like, they're not going to sneak this because he's 5'9",
right.
190.
No,
they're not
going
to sneak this. You know what they do? They give it to James Conner.
Correct.
Or they'll at least under the Kingsbury offense, it'd be like 1 yard line shotgun, James Conner offset.
Mm-hmm. Which is a horrible play design, by the way.
You
know, I hate the shotgun at the one.
You don't like the shotgun at
the
one? The
shotgun at the one is so stupid.
You don't like the threat of the pass at the one? I get if Kirk Cousins is back there, for sure. That's more fantasy points.
Everybody thinks of James Conner, and you think of injury. I think that's one of the very first things that come to mind. Not just the cancer, but it feels like he's a guy who has missed a lot of time. But I think that's largely a misconception.
Yeah, he had 13 games played in 2020. Not bad for a running back. I mean,
yeah.
He missed a couple, but not bad. 13 games in 2021, and he had 15 games played last season. And he's only getting older from maybe it's one of those things where, like, the McCaffrey, it's everyone thought, oh, he's injury prone. Saquon, always injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of James Conner kind of was the same way, where he's injury prone for 2 seasons, but he's played the better half of 3 seasons here in a row. So, I mean, we'll see.
James Conner's not particularly good. He's not a special runner. His PFF ranking was 48th He's not even the highest ranked Connor by Pro Football Focus. Snoop Connor had a higher PFF rating than James Connor did.
Well, let's factor in some attempts for that, though.
That's
Snoop
right.
Connor get like 3 carries last season?
Not as many as I'd have given him, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
He ranked 25th in efficiency by Next Gen Stats, and he ranked 31st in rushing yards over expectation by Next Gen Stats. James Conner's not special, but this is all about opportunity, and it's all about how you get used, including inside the five, which we've alluded to. In 2 years with Arizona, these are Kingsbury offenses still, 27 rushes from inside the five. We always talk about, on carries inside the five, your great goal line backs, your Ezekiel Elliott's, your Derrick Henry's, they convert half of their carries inside the five to touchdowns. On 27 rushes from inside the five, James Conner, 14 touchdowns.
There you go.
That is one more than 50%.
Sign me up.
Yep. So we're fans of where we, you know, we're fans of where James Conner is going in ADP. Let's talk it through. Who's going around him? Because I think we're going to like James Conner better than a lot of these guys.
First one we got is Rashad White at RB25.
Tampa could have the worst offense in the NFL, maybe even worse than the Cardinals. It's possible.
But he could kind of be like a smaller version of James Conner, though, where he has a receiving upside. He flashed some power last year in London. So
I think I'd go White for the PPR.
Yeah, that's fair. This is tough. I'll go White. I like his college mixtape. Alexander Mattison, RB26.
There's still way too much weird stuff happening with the Vikings, including the very real threat that Dalvin Cook's going to stay a Viking.
Yeah, it went from he's cut and he's going to go somewhere else to now, like, he's going to take a pay cut because he can't get any more money from anywhere else.
Nobody's going to pay him anything. So, yeah, I think Dalvin Cook's people have started to realize there's no market. Mm-hmm. And if the Vikings cut him, he's going to get X amount of dollars as a cut player, which isn't very much, and he's better off just sticking. So I'm out on Madison. Next.
David Montgomery, RB28, a guy we loved talking about on Micro a couple weeks back.
Yeah, we did. But he's in a split backfield. James Conner owns this backfield. I'm taking James Conner over David Montgomery.
I'm going to go David Montgomery because I think the offense cancels it out for me.
Where yeah, that could be.
I think it outweighs the opportunity and the – I think the offense could be better. He's going to have more touches.
Okay.
Javonte Williams, RB29. He's actually at OTAs running routes. I know it's really nothing, but I mean, Sean Payton said he's not even going to go on the pup for training camp. Like, what's going on here? You have one of the worst knee injuries of like.
I know. I'm nervous. This thing, I'm nervous. It feels like J.K. Dobbins last year.
Yeah.
Remember Dobbins was doing all this work through the summer and everything, and he participated in training camp, and like, ooh, he's better. Sometimes it's not. You don't want to be the first guy.
Yeah, Schefter was like, he won't be back for week one, and then Dobbins was like, yes, I will. Then he wasn't.
Then he wasn't. Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
All right, last one. We got James Cook at RB30.
Yeah, I'm taking James Conner.
Yeah, Conner for
sure. I'll take the number. I'll take the lead, the lead back.
I will not have any James Cook this year.
Yeah,
I'm out.
There's a lot of momentum for James Cook out there, and you and I are about the only naysayers out there.
I don't know why there is. I mean, we talked about him, and he had nice efficiency stats, but...
No, look, it's not that he's not a good player.
It's just the offense that he's in. He's not even like the third rushing option. It goes probably Damien Harris, Josh Allen, then James Cook.
That may very well be true. Thank you for listening to this edition of Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. We've got another one coming up tomorrow, then we've got the full edition coming up on Friday. Talk to you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.